Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front wheel loading truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people getting a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front wheel loading truck drivers out there, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my early morning, late night local volunteer air traffic control workers out there. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night mail women, postal workers out there, making sure that people get their mail and packages in a safe and timely fashion as well. All my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we got plenty to get into this morning. Appreciate you starting your Tuesday off with me, just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. A whole bunch of good food. I hope you all have a good Thanksgiving plan. Hopefully, it's filled with family, fun, and football if you choose as well. You have that option. And speaking of Thanksgiving football, somebody's going to be making their return on Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. The Hawks are back in action tonight. Hawks trying to get another win in the books, and they should, as they are taking on the Washington Wizards, which last time I checked, they had one win. Now, they might have snuck one in there between now and then. I'm not sure if they were part of the games that played last night. It doesn't look like they were. So the Hawks, yes, the 11-7 Hawks are going to be taking on a 1-15 Washington Wizards team. This is NBA Cup group play tonight, by the way, between the Hawks and the Wizards. Either way it goes, the Hawks need to get a dub, and they should get a dub because the Washington Wizards are a bad team, period. I mean, there's really nothing else to put into it. So Hawks should get a win tonight and take care of business on that front. Luke Kennard is a game-time decision as far as injuries go. We obviously know Trae Young's out. Nafali Dante and Elijah Ndaye are also out for the Hawks. But, again, the main name there is obviously Luke Kennard as far as guys who've been playing, and we already know what's going on with Trae Young on that front. So there's a little info on the Hawks, but they should be getting themselves a win tonight. We'll talk about Monday Night Football and some other things going around the league because there's a lot of stuff happening. We got some help from the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. Shout out to Christian McCaffrey and them. Christian McCaffrey getting a little revenge game. I can't believe it, but this was the first time McCaffrey had played against the 49ers since being traded from the Panthers to the 49ers. He's been with the 49ers for some years now. He ain't played the Carolina Panthers yet. Yeah, he hadn't, I guess. So that was his first time playing against the Panthers since being traded to the 49ers, bro. But he had a big game. I need that for my fantasy team, too. So shout out to you, Christian McCaffrey. Juwan Jennings caught a touchdown as well. Also needed that for my fantasy team. So 49ers did the Falcons a favor, most importantly, and brought the Carolina Panthers to 6-6. So again, Falcons only a game behind the Panthers and only two games behind the Buccaneers, which now they got Baker Mayfield dealing with a shoulder sprain, which he's not going to be out long term. It doesn't sound like it was. They got good news as far as his MRI that he had yesterday, and we'll get more to that when we talk about some more national headlines. But that was good news as far as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what they got about their quarterback, because obviously they don't want to be without Baker Mayfield for any extended period of time. But speaking of the Falcons, we'll start with them. Raheem Morris spoke to the media yesterday. We'll let you hear a little bit from that as the show goes on. But biggest things to talk about, Raheem Morris did say he believes Michael Penix is going to have surgery this week in Los Angeles to repair that partially torn ACL. He also did confirm that Billy Bowman did tear his Achilles. That is unfortunate. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. And he's going to be missed. He was making an impact in his first year. I mean, just like all these rookies have. When you talk about Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., how good they've been, especially James Pierce Jr. coming on strong here in the last few weeks. Jalen Walker has been very good pretty much all throughout the year since he came back from injury, really. And you talk about Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman in the backfield. Those guys have been really, really good. Xavier Watts, his third interception this past game against the Saints that finally put that game away and put it officially to bed. And Billy Bowman has been really good in that slot position as well. So just unfortunate again for Billy Bowman. And, you know, with these Achilles injuries, the ACL is one thing. You know, you feel like you can come back in 9 months to a year and really feel like you can be yourself. But with those Achilles, I mean, we've seen the example with Kirk Cousins. It feels like it takes not only a full year of recovery and not doing anything, but it feels like it takes a year of you playing, like actually playing on it and getting through that first year of playing before you actually feel like yourself. So it's tough. And again, I know Kirk Cousins, Billy Bowman, obviously there's an age difference there. Billy Bowman a little bit more spry, so maybe that helps things, but we'll see. How fast and how quickly Billy Bowman can recover, but obviously wishing him the best because tearing the Achilles at this point, we're not going to see Billy Bowman. We may not see Billy Bowman not all of next year. Now, again, we do have D. Alford, and that's good because he has stepped up in a major way. He's filled every single role in that Falcons secondary that we've needed him to. So he's been a godsend. He's been a blessing, honestly, to have him in this secondary because he's played outside and done well. He's played that nickel spot and done well just like he did last week. So luckily the Falcons do have D. Alford to lessen the blow of Billy Bowman going out for the rest of the season with a torn Achilles. Now, the Falcons also did make some moves yesterday that I think were interesting. Well, I say moves, plural. It's really a move. But the Falcons signed wide receiver K.J. Osborne to the practice squad. If you're thinking, man, that name sounds familiar. Well, it might sound familiar because K.J. Osborne had some pretty solid years not too long ago with Kirk Cousins while he was in Minnesota. And K.J. Osborne just got signed to the practice squad. Now, there's a couple of things. When I first saw this, a couple of things started racing through my mind, and we'll talk through it here. First and foremost, was this maybe a Kirk? Did Kirk Cousins maybe push for this signing like he pushed for the Darnell Mooney signing? And if he maybe didn't push for it, did they see and know K.J. Osborne was, you know, a free agent and was like, hey, he used to play with Kirk. We could use a little bit of help at wide receiver. Wonder what Kirk thinks about him. Then maybe they went up to Kirk and talked about it and said, yeah, I mean, if he's in good shape, we can give it a go. I like K.J., and he seemed to have pretty good chemistry with K.J. while they were in Minnesota. So I wonder how big of an impact this signing could be. Now, again, it could mean nothing, and he could just be a practice squad guy, and he might not see that many reps, that many snaps in the actual game. But the way I think of it, Drake London hopefully should be back this upcoming week. But still, you got Drake London, you got Darnell Mooney. You don't have River McLeod anymore. Casey Washington hasn't been back in the lineup and hasn't been doing much. You still need that third guy to me. I mean, who stepped up as that third guy? I don't know if maybe David Sills becomes that guy now. I don't know. But to me, you still need that third guy. I think if K.J. Osborne is in shape, and depending on how he's looking in practice, I think K.J. Osborne could be that third guy. He was kind of that third guy in Minnesota, and he thrived in that role. He was really good in that role, took advantage of matchups, and Kirk Cousins did a good job of finding him. So when you talk about the past chemistry that Kirk and K.J. have, the need that we have for that third guy wide receiver right now, why not? Why can't he be an impact player? And so I think he'll get that opportunity for sure, and I think that's exactly why the Falcons signed him to the practice squad yesterday. He was originally selected and drafted by the Vikings in the fifth round, 176th overall pick back in the 2020 draft out of Miami. He was with the Vikings again for five seasons from 20 to 2023. I'm sorry. He was with the Vikings from 2023. He's been in the league 5 years. My bad. Misread it. But he was with the Vikings from 2020 to 2023. Again, some of those years with Kirk Cousins, obviously. He was with the Patriots in 2024, the Commanders in 2024 as well. He's appeared in 67 games, 34 starts, recorded 165 receptions for 1,902 yards, 16 touchdowns. Played in 51 games in Miami. We don't need to get too deep in the minutia of his college stats, but he was pretty good in Miami too. 146 receptions, 2,037 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 51 games, 35 starts. All right. So I think this could be a good pickup for the Falcons. And again, we'll see maybe how soon we see him in a game. Obviously, he's got to get acclimated and things like that. But with the wide receiver, you know, if you feel like you can fast track that if need be. So again, depending on where he's at, depending on his shape and how good he looks and how quickly he can pick up some things in this offense, could be a nice shot in the arm for the Falcons as far as this wide receiver group goes. The other thing I don't really want to think about, but you also do have to think about when you see this move, is do the Falcons expect Drake London to be out another week? You hope not. You hope this is just something to supplement the wide receiver room, because again, it's not like we're chock full of wide receivers. We could use another guy. And again, it's good to see that Darnell Mooney had a bounce back game with Kirko at the helm. It was good to see that Kirk Cousins, David Sills connection pay off as much as they worked in training camp and getting the second team reps all throughout practice. So it was good to see that pay off as well too. Good to see Charlie Warner get involved as well. Obviously, you need Kyle Pitts to continue to step up more, too, as a pass catcher. You know, he dropped a couple of balls, and those things happened last week. But you still need weapons. You still need guys. And look, you can use Bijan in the passing game and all that, but you still need actual traditional receivers out there as well, too. So, again, not sure if this means Drake London might be out another week or what. Hopefully not, but I do think this signing of KJ Osborne could be impactful down the not too far distant road here for the Falcons. So hopefully that Kirk Cousins, KJ Osborne connection gets rekindled, and we can see that come to fruition here over the next few weeks. And Falcons got themselves a game they got to go win against the Jets. Again, still very much alive here. As we talked about a few minutes ago towards the beginning of the show, Panthers lost. Baker's banged up now. Rest of the team still banged up. Mike Evans still out. Chris Godwin, he did make a comeback this past week, but he did not do much in his comeback. But obviously, he's getting healthier. So the Bucs still, again, starting to unravel a little bit here. Only a game behind the Panthers, two games behind the Bucs, and you still got a game against the Bucs. So you are still very, very much alive when it comes to the NFC South race. So we'll see if that ends up getting going for the Falcons. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about some national NFL headlines here. We'll get into Monday Night Football. Talk about the news of Baker Mayfield and what he's got going on injury-wise with that shoulder, and much more here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate y'all tuning in. 522 here on a Tuesday. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, make sure you find the radio station. Search for it, 92.9 The Game. Once you find it, follow it, subscribe to it. Do the same. Follow and subscribe to all the great shows here on the station as well. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show, Danny and Randy Dukes and Bill, Chris Thomas tonight. All the great shows on the weekend. Sam and Greg, College Ball Game Time, all of them. Follow them, subscribe to them. When you do that, then you really be in the game. You'll be able to listen to your favorite shows in their full entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their full entirety. You'll be able to get live push notifications about when shows go live, when they're having guests on live. You'll be able to get live push notifications about when new articles and audio are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews as well. All that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Also need to let you know, just like I was talking about college football game time, Sports Radio 99 The Game is your home of live college football coverage right here in the ATL. And this Saturday at 8 a.m., we're getting the day started with the aforementioned college football game time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit WindowNation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. Then at 11:30 a.m., you got Ohio State at Michigan this week on 92.9 The Game, followed by Notre Dame at Stanford at 10 p.m. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So no shortage of college football coverage here on 92.9 The Game during your Thanksgiving weekend. Once you get your good food in you, get some Black Friday shopping going on Friday, maybe a little bit on Saturday, you can listen to 92.9 The Game and get all the college football coverage you will want. All right. I do, before we get into some national NFL headlines that we will do in a few minutes, do want to let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris's press conference yesterday. And everybody has been making a big deal about the offense. The offense looking so different with Kirk Cousins in there. And again, it's not to say that the offense looked worse. It looked different, as in better. Ran a little bit smoother. And you just did things that you have been looking for all season long that you weren't doing when Michael Penix, when he was in there, that all of a sudden started happening this past Sunday with Kirk Cousins at the helm. So, Raheem Morris obviously was asked about that yesterday. He was asked about the offensive changes and why the offense changed with Kirk Cousins. And look, he told us, Zach Robinson told us, that they were going to tailor this offense to Kirk Cousins. You know, when you go back to the Miami game, they weren't positive that Kirk Cousins was going to start. And I was listening, obviously, to, I'm part of the morning shift too. Dave Archer was talking about this with the morning shift that, as the crew asked him about, you know, why when Kirk Cousins started against Miami, it looked a lot like how it usually does when Michael Penix starts versus how it looked so different this past Sunday with New Orleans, knowing that Kirk Cousins was going to start all along. And it goes back to, again, tailoring the offense to Kirk Cousins. You couldn't necessarily tailor the offense to Kirk Cousins that week he started against Miami because you weren't sure if he was going to start. But we knew all along that he was going to start against New Orleans. Obviously, the team knew that. So they were able to tailor the offense to Kirk Cousins, which they said they were going to do. And that is why it looked a lot different. And Raheem Morris, again, talked about that yesterday and talked about why the offense changed so much with Kirk Cousins as QB1 this past Sunday against New Orleans. Take a listen.
It's just kind of a matter of what you think you need in order to go out and win that football game. You know, some of the concepts, some of the things that we do with Kirk, some of the ways we're able to create the pocket for Kirk to, you know, Kirk's going to be there. You know, we know that. And like, so be able to make him nice and comfy and cozy in that pocket. With some of the things we want to do in our protection schemes and things of that nature, like, I think all those things factored in. But it was like, how do we get the best version of all of our guys and all of our and our quarterback and find a way to go out there and get a win? And I got to give those guys a lot of complimentary work on what they did last week, being able to get those things, even changing personnel groupings somewhat more than we were accustomed to. And like, and that wasn't because of Kurt. That was something that we wanted to do to make sure that we can get the best out of our guys.
Do the offense was going to be tailored around Kirk Cousins. And the simple fact of the matter is, Kirk Cousins is comfortable doing more things as a 14-year NFL veteran than Michael Penix is, making, what, 12 starts so far in his young career? That's just what it is. And again, that's why it's not an indictment. It shouldn't be taken as an indictment on Michael Penix Jr. He hasn't been able to do all the things that Kirk Cousins has done. He hasn't been able to see all the defenses that Kirk Cousins has seen. He hasn't had that time that he hasn't been able to get all the experience that Kirk Cousins has. And so that's why it looked like and felt like the playbook got opened up a little bit more when Kirk Cousins was in there. That's why we're like, dang, Zach Robinson does have that in his bag. Oh, dang, Zach Robinson does have the ability to call this and will call this. Oh, our offensive lineman can pull. That's why we had those reactions on Sunday, just because, again, we weren't necessarily able to do all those things from the pistol that, you know, Michael Penix has almost exclusively worked out of, but working under center, it opens some things up. And Kirk Cousins obviously comfortable working under center, and it obviously seems like Michael Penix is not. And again, I don't think right now that should necessarily be looked at as an indictment on Michael Penix. Now, I think eventually, and hopefully sooner rather than later, he needs to be able to go to work under center. But right now, with him still being as fresh and new in his NFL career as he is, I don't necessarily think it should be looked at as an indictment on Michael Penix Jr. right now. So that's my two cents on it. All right. Reem did follow up with that, and he was asked about that, followed up, and was asked about the offensive changes, and he talked about how those offensive changes were game-specific as well.
You know, this week it was pretty game-specific, you know. Like, there's a lot of different things that change up when it comes to those type of things. I think you've seen a bunch of different personnel groups, or more personnel groups this year than you even did last year. And it was kind of like game specific on how you want to do it and how you want to deploy it. You know, whether you're talking about, you know, Bijan being out as a wideout a little bit more than he has been in the past, and he's been able to do some of those things for us this year, or yesterday, whether it be in 13 and getting those guys out there being deployed in different spots, whether it's Mooney, whether it's Seals, whatever the case may be. So, like, I think it was really game specific on the game planning that we want to have done for this week. And I think those guys, again, kudos to Zach. Kudos to all the guys that had a part to do it. Obviously, their coach, Koger. He was a coacher today, having 13 personnel out there.
So the other thing to keep in mind, too, and Raheem does bring up a good point, is that 13 personnel that we saw on Sunday, those things, it seems like, were maybe also very game-specific, too, to the Saints. That they saw something that said, oh, if we run 13 personnel against what the Saints are trying to do on defense, we can have some success. And they did. So even though the 13 personnel got off to a little bit of a choppy start, it did, you know, it did produce some good plays. But some of the things that they did on Sunday, too, were also game-specific. So you can't just be like, oh, man, you know, we start doing all this stuff with Kirk Cousins at the helm. Some of it was also game-specific. Now, it's not to say that they would or would not have done it if Michael Penix was starting in place of Kirk Cousins. Maybe they still would have, maybe wouldn't have. We'll never know. But some of it, as you heard Raheem say there, was game specific. So you got to chalk that up to that as well, too. All right, while we have a couple of minutes, it is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. By the way, we're going to get into some national NFL headlines. I told you earlier, 49ers helped out the Falcons a little bit, did them a little bit of a favor after beating us a few weeks back. They did us a favor and also beat one of our NFC South foes, the Carolina Panthers, last night on Monday Night Football. 20-9 was the final score. This game was very, very ugly at points. And a lot of times there was not a whole lot of scoring going on. A whole lot of interceptions were being thrown. 5 interceptions thrown between Brock Purdy and Bryce Young. Bryce Young threw 2. Brock Purdy threw 3. Young was 18-29, 169 yards. A touchdown and 2 interceptions. Brock Purdy, 23-32, 193 yards. A touchdown and 3 interceptions for Purdy. Christian McCaffrey had himself a night, though. 24 carries, 89 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. 7 receptions, 53 yards for him through the air. Again, I was surprised by this. I had no clue. But first time CMC had played the Panthers since being traded from the Panthers to the 49ers. And it's been some years. And I'm like, dang, just now? I mean, I know we don't play the NFC West that often, but still, you would have thought that they would have met up by now, but I guess not. So that was a nice win for the Panthers, as they had a big night, or Christian McCaffrey, I should say, had a big night. Defense also did what they had to do as well, got good stops, big turnovers at certain points in the game. So good for the 49ers, improving 8-4. Good for the Falcons, as the Panthers dropped to 6-6 and still in the heat of that NFC South race. Baker Mayfield, I will tell you real quick while we're on the topic of the NFC South, he did get an MRI on that shoulder yesterday and came back to be good news for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as shows just a low-grade sprain. The MRI that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback revealed just a low-grade AC joint sprain in his left shoulder, that which is his non-throwing shoulder as well, too. But no additional damage. Sources did tell ESPN's Jeremy Fowler yesterday, and an additional source told ESPN that the general feeling is that Mayfield is pretty fortunate to not have sustained a more serious injury. And look, that is good news. You never want anybody to get hurt, especially Baker. I do I do personally like Baker, even though he plays for the Ops, one of the Ops. But Mayfield's status for Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals still does remain uncertain, but there are no long-term injury concerns. So we'll see if Baker goes against the Cardinals on Sunday. Just to be honest, now that we know it's nothing, you know, serious, why don't you let Teddy Bridgewater, you know, go against the Cardinals? Just let Teddy Bridgewater and Jacoby Brissett battle it out, and we'll take our chances there. But, no, in all honesty, good for Baker that it's not anything serious, but we'll see if he ends up playing on Sunday or not. If he doesn't play, that's probably better for the Falcons. So we'll see if that ends up happening there. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will touch on just a few more national NFL headlines. That is coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Yep.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday. That's right. We got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got the Kia Studios going up on a Tuesday. Shout out my girl Noelle White holding it down behind the glass, doing a great job as always. This is a goated song right here, too. Man, I was in college when this song came out. Ooh, and this song came out, you couldn't tell me nothing. I was already knee deep in my Drake fandom, and I was like, ooh, Drake slid on this. I ain't care. I mean, you know, I love McConan or Maconan or however you say it. I'm pretty sure it's McConan. His part was cool. Like, he did what he had to do, but. And this is I Love McConan's song. It's not even Drake's song. I was like, this is Drake's song, though. I mean, this was what it was. Drake been carrying features, if you didn't know. But anywho, we do got the Kia Studios going up here on a Tuesday. Appreciate you being with me here on a Tuesday morning. And we do have a short week, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Falcons and what they got to do against the Jets to get a win. The Jets still, even though they got rid of Sauce Gardner, even though they got rid of Quinnen Williams, still have a pretty good defensive front and pretty good defensive unit all around. So definitely the Falcons offense is going to have to come correct, just like they did against the Saints. They got to come correct against a fairly good Jets defense as well, too. And offensively, Tyrod Taylor is better to me than Justin Fields, but Tyrod Taylor, Justin Fields, don't scare me. Breece Hall, Definitely still a good running back and, you know, still take over a game if you allow him to. So the run defense does have to be on point for the Falcons. They don't have Garrett Wilson. He's on IR. And so they really don't have anybody to throw the ball to, if we're being quite honest. So they're going to try to run the ball down your throat with Breece Hall. So you have to be ready for that. And I would definitely think the Falcons are going to maybe allocate more resources to the run to try and take away Breece Hall and make Tyrod Taylor beat you with that bevy of wide receivers that they have in New York. So those are just kind of my early 1,000-foot view thoughts. We'll get more into it tomorrow before we get up on out of here for the Thanksgiving holiday. But to me, this is just a game the Falcons have to win. I mean, a lot of these games, it's tough to say must win because of, again, you are still right there in the NFC South. But again, on the flip side of that coin, no real margin for error either. So I don't want to necessarily call a must win, but they're darn sure close to must wins at this point in this juncture too. So definitely a game the Falcons need to go out and win and beat a team that they're better than. Just like you did against the Saints, you beat a team that's better than you. Got to do the same thing in New York on Sunday, and hopefully the Falcons can get that job done. But we'll continue to talk about them more a little bit tomorrow. There are some other NFL headlines I do quickly want to get into. A lot dealing with some quarterbacks, as we gave you the news on Baker Mayfield last segment, talking about how there's no long-term injury concerns for him. He's a low-grade shoulder sprain in his left shoulder, low-grade AC joint sprain in that left shoulder. So status for him on Sunday against the Cardinals up in the air, but shouldn't be anything major that'll keep him out long-term for the Buccaneers. However, one dude, he's back, talking about Joe Burrow. Zach Taylor put it out yesterday that he does anticipate Joe Burrow playing on Thursday night against the Baltimore Ravens. So a little Thanksgiving return for Joe Burrow. And it also was confirmed by Joe Burrow's way. He put on his Instagram story the old picture of him in a very old LeBron jersey that he had. And then I say old because it fit him quite tight. So I'm pretty sure that was the jersey he had when he was a little bit more of a youngin'. But he put he's back in the caption as well on that Instagram story. So obviously good for the Bengals to get Joe Burrow back, but to be honest, I don't know what good it's going to do. They'll definitely win some more games now for sure, but that defense is just so bad. I mean, they have the worst defense in the league, and it's not even close. It's not even remotely close. Their defense is terrible. And I'm surprised they only gave up 26 to the Patriots this past weekend. But, and the other thing you got to think about it too, they're 3-8. You got, and I will say this, the AFC is slightly more top heavy, but you still got three good teams in the AFC West. Just talking about playoff position in the Bengals, playoff chances. You still got three good teams in the AFC West. You got three solid teams in the AFC South too. Because going back to the AFC West real quick, Denver's 9-2, Chargers are 7-4, Kansas City 6-5, AFC South, Colts are 8-3, Jacksonville 7-4, Houston 6-5, and going to the Bengals division, the AFC North, you got Pittsburgh and Baltimore battling out at 6-5, and then in the AFC East, obviously you got New England and Buffalo, New England 10-2, Buffalo 7-4. So I don't know. Even if Cincinnati goes on a run and wins out, the best they could be, what is 9-8, right? They ain't gonna cut it. I don't think that's gonna get you in, especially with all these other teams and with all these other teams doing so well in the rest of the AFC. So as far as playoff hopes, I think they're shot, but maybe get a little momentum going into next season. But I think they just couldn't stay afloat the way they needed to. And look, that's no fault of Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, to me, did everything he possibly could to win this team games. I mean, they were putting up 40 burgers, but they were giving up 45 burgers. So it just, that defense really let this Bengals team down this year. Obviously, they were missing Trey Hendrickson for a handful of games. And a bunch of other good pieces. And, you know, obviously they trade away some pieces at the trade deadline. So, yeah, I think it's great that Joe Burrow's coming back. But honestly, as far as postseason goes, I think the Bengals are cooked. So, but Joe Burrow will be back on Thursday against the Baltimore Ravens. The Giants fired their defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen, after a bevy of the team's late-game collapses. I mean, there's a picture circulating on social media about all the leads that the Giants have had, and they lost every single one of those games. And that's not good. And look, Mike Kafka looks like he's going for maybe this head coaching job because I obviously never played in the NFL and was never even close to the most football I played. I played flag football in college, and I played tackle football in eighth grade. I won the county championship, though. So, you know, it was a little credit for something. Anywho, it seems like usually from what I've seen and what I've observed that interim coaches don't fire guys unless they are, you know, trying to make a statement and make a stand and show that, hey, I would like to be, you know, I would like to get that interim tag taken off, so I'm sure Mike Kafka would like that, and he looks like he's trying to make the necessary decisions to do that. So we'll see if that ends up coming to fruition. The other big news coming out of yesterday, speaking of quarterbacks, is Shedeur Sanders. He is the guy for right now for the Cleveland Browns, and I'm happy for Shedeur. Look, we all know what happened during the draft, and we ain't got to get into that, but Shedeur got his chance this past week and did pretty good, all things considered. And so with a Browns team that is looking for a spark, especially offensively, why not give him a chance? We know the fans want to see him. We know we heard how loud they were when Shedeur got in the game. I mean, why not give him a chance and allow him to go take that job? And it also could be, and by the way, Dylan Gabriel, the reason why this is a bigger story is Dylan Gabriel has cleared concussion protocol, so he could come back. He is available to come back and be the starter if they want it. But Kevin Stefanski sticking with Shedeur Sanders, and I think he earned another chance to start. I mean, Dylan Gabriel hasn't done anything to knock our socks off as far as show us why he should be the QB1 out there in Cleveland. He hasn't done anything to prove that, yeah, he's QB1 for sure. So, with Shedeur helping leading them to a win on Sunday, you know you got. I mean, they had 10 sacks. His defense for Cleveland is crazy good with Myles Garrett and company. If Shedeur can continue to give you a spark offensively, why not continue to go with Shedeur? And look, you know, the Browns aren't going anywhere as far as this season goes, but they can build up a little momentum going into next season, and Shedeur can, you know, stay hot and keep this offense looking promising. We'll see. But I am happy for Shedeur and hope he does well. I am rooting for the guy for sure. And that's not to say I'm not rooting for Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel, no, I got to root for my fellow Dylans, even though his Dylan isn't, I know he spells Dylan a different way than me. But anywho, I would still like to see Dylan Gabriel do well. But, you know, it'll be nice to see Shedeur go out there and ball out. So we'll see if that ends up happening. But it'll be interesting to see how this quarterback competition plays out now in Cleveland. Because Stefanski was asked if the decision at starting quarterback would be week to week. He said, I'm just going to focus on this week, not going to get much past this week. So, yeah, it does seem like it's definitely a week to week thing. Definitely seems like this is a riding of the hot hand for Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns, which is fine. Again, you're looking for a spark on offense. Haven't been able to do much offensively at all. Like they're kind of like the polar opposites to me of the Bengals. The Bengals can score all they want to and just can't get a stop. The Cleveland Browns get all the stops in the world, and they can't score. So they're looking for a spark offensively, and we'll see if they get that, continue to get that in Shedeur Sanders. Jaden Daniels is coming back to practice, but he is a long shot to play versus the Broncos. I'm even surprised he's coming back to practice. Obviously, he had that dislocated elbow a few weeks back when they were down big, 38-7 against the Seahawks. So we'll see if he ends up coming back at all this season. Again, still seems like a long shot, but there is a potential. Obviously, he could come back this season with that dislocated elbow. So we'll see if that ends up happening, which, again, would still be good for the Commanders. You take a look at where the Commanders are right now. Well, they're 3-8, too, and the NFC is definitely a lot deeper than the AFC. So probably too little too late for the Commanders to really make any noise as far as a postseason run goes. But again, we'll see what happens. Justin Tucker, he is getting his first workout, and of course, is with the Aints after Brandon Groupie missed those two field goals. Justin Tucker's getting a workout with the Aints, and seems like he's going to get some other workouts as well too. But this is the first workout he's going to get since getting that 10-game suspension from the NFL back this offseason. So we'll see if he ends up. I feel like he eventually is going to land somewhere. There's always a team I feel like that's desperate enough to make that move. And once, you know, teams feel like enough time has passed and it's that in the third. Because, look, I mean, Justin Tucker is still a great kicker. Can't put that past him. Again, it's up to, you know, whether you want to sign him for, you know, the moral reasons or not, I think is the big decision at this point. If signing him becomes too much of a distraction, if, you know, how you feel about all those things. So we'll see if any of the tryouts he has comes to fruition. But he is having a tryout against or for the Saints, I should say. Last NFL headline here. The Raiders are naming quarterback coach Greg Olsen, not the broadcaster Greg Olsen, different Greg Olsen. They're naming him the interim OC after they fired Chip Kelly. So this is actually the third time he's going to be the team's offensive coordinator. He was the team's offensive coordinator from 2013 to 2014, then from 2018 to 2021, and now he once again will call plays for the Raiders, who talk about bad offenses. We're just talking about Cleveland. The Raiders got a pretty bad offense as well, too. So talking about needing a spark, they need a spark as well. All right, that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll get some college football. We'll get the latest college football playoff rankings tonight. We'll talk about that when we come back on a hump day Wednesday. Also, we'll get you ready for Falcons, Jets. Falcons feels like got some new life in this season. They don't need to waste it. They need to go ahead and get a win against the Jets. So we'll preview that game fully. And yes, we will do a Wednesday hump day version of Grillin' Dillon, because I won't be here, obviously, Thursday for the Thanksgiving holiday. Won't be here Friday either. So I won't talk to y'all again until Monday after tomorrow. So, yes, we will have a Wednesday hump day edition of Grillin' Dillon. Talk about all the Thanksgiving food, Falcons, Jets, all of it. We'll react to the Hawks-Wizards game tomorrow. Hawks should just get a win. I mean, it should be simple as that. But we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. All that coming up tomorrow on a happy good over the hump day Wednesday edition of the Hometown Tape. But coming up next is a Tuesday edition of the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack back in the saddle, back in the studio after coming from what sounded like a very successful third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. They're back in studio to tell you all about it and more. They'll entertain you for the next 3 hours. I'll be hanging out with them too. Morning Shift, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack coming up next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Noel, I appreciate you. Everybody have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Until then, peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.